ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. Another round of sweltering heat for parts of the Southwest. Triple-digit temperatures are taxing residents in hard-hit Texas. Health officials there have confirmed 36 heat-related deaths this summer. ABC's Maria Villarreal is in Fort Worth.
65 million Americans currently under heat alerts from Florida to California. Here in Texas, sweltering heat putting crops and livestock at risk. Ranchers turning to cryotherapy and large fans to cool them off.
A Russian court sentenced Alexei Navalny to 19 years in prison, adding to the term he is already serving on other charges. Vladimir Putin's political rival in court looking gaunt but remained defiant. The campaign and court calendar is stacking up after the third indictment of former President Trump. He pleaded not guilty yesterday to felony charges related to efforts to overturn the 2020 election. Trump is also facing another possible indictment in a Georgia case on attempts to overturn state results. This is ABC News. Former New Jersey governor and 2024 GOP presidential candidate Chris Christie made a surprise visit to Ukraine. He met with President Zelensky, offering support to Ukraine in its war with Russia. America's ban on incandescent light bulbs has finally gone into effect.
First proposed by then-President George W. Bush, the idea of phasing out incandescent bulbs in favor of more efficient fluorescent or LEDs had bipartisan support, Republican Congressman Fred Upton said in 2007.
We will save American consumers 65 billion kilowatts of energy just because of the light bulb changes.
Within a few years, political disputes scrapped the plan until this week. Manufacturers and retailers will have no more incandescent bulbs when their current supplies run out. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The world's oceans reached nearly 70 degrees Fahrenheit this week, the hottest temperature ever recorded. The EU's climate change service, Copernicus, says the high temperatures are due to climate change. Rena Roy, ABC News.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, I'm Jimmy Kuska. Here's what you need to know in Amory. There's very little change from last week to this week in the National Drought Monitor released on Thursday. The lower Wisconsin River Valley and parts of far northwestern Wisconsin are still in extreme drought, with precipitation up to 10 inches below normal over the last 3 months in some places. About 82% of the state is in some stage of drought. About one-eighth of the state is in extreme drought. That's slightly higher than last week. If you're heading to Wisconsin Badgers basketball and hockey games, you'll now be able to drink alcohol. The UW Athletic Department announced that it would be adding beer, wine, and prepackaged alcoholic drinks to its offerings at the Kohl Center and LeBron Arena beginning this fall. The decision also covers other events held at the venues, such as concerts. After a hot and humid week, this weekend should bring relief as rain showers pass through northwestern Wisconsin. Temperatures will be in the 80s to start next week. From the Civic Media News Desk in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
Your home is the place where you know your loved ones are secure. But the things that keep your home protected can't keep pests at bay. That's where Raid comes in. For 60 years, Raid scientists have worked to protect people around the world. With trusted research, ingredients, testing standards, and product efficacy, Raid seeks to create a better future for all. Especially the ones you love most. Raid. Protection for all.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news, because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Alba Show, weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Alba Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
wait to hear from you, and you'll hear from me Saturdays from 10 to 11.
Hi, I'm Scott Chambaud from Chambaud Family Dentistry. We're the fear-free, shame-free dental office. If you're having a dental emergency, we'll try and get you in the same day you call, because we don't like to see anyone in pain. And we'll help you get through every appointment in the most pain-free way possible. As my daughter Rachel says,
if you don't see my dad, please see another dentist. Take care of your teeth, because they're the only ones you get.
Chambaud Family Dentistry in Hopkins and St. Paul. Find them online at ChambaudFamilyDentistry.com or call 1-800-FIX-MY-TEETH.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Brett Johnson. Look for sunny skies today with a high near 89. Tonight, cloudy with a low around 68. And Saturday, chance for thunderstorms with a high around 86.
Get paid to upgrade. Warner Selling will buy your appliance for $50 during our trade-in sale. No one else saves you more time, from shopping to free professional delivery like Warner Selling. Put us to the test. Shop Minnesota family-owned WarnerSellion.com.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. You're listening to the Matt McNeil Show. I am not Matt McNeil. I'm Todd Mickelson, sitting in. I don't know what Matt's doing now, but he's got the day off. You know, we were, when I came in, Brett mentioned to me that we thought that I was going to be in on arraignment day again, because the last two arraignment days, Matt was gone. He missed them, and I got to sit in. But arraignment day was yesterday. Well, I hope Matt had fun reporting on it. How did it go, Patrick?
I actually was off, too, so you'll have to check with Brett.
All right, yeah. It's the middle of summer. I feel kind of out of sorts. I'm just sitting in today and Monday. So again, like, I'll just be getting my pace back and then I'll be done again. So that's what happens when you're the guy who sits in for the guy, as opposed to being the guy. Some interesting things, though, about arraignment day. I don't know if people think about this even really anymore. I know, for instance, when I was running for office back, 10 years ago, my daughter and my wife were with me in all the parades and stuff. It was the summer of 2012, actually, 11 years ago now. And so, people kind of knew me as, me and Heidi and Eve, my family. And then the following summer, I was going to run again, but it was an off year. It wasn't actual election year. So I just did the parades by myself. And of course, then everyone asked, hey, where's Heidi and Eve? And it was everyone noticed. And then, after when people started to get to know that they didn't want to be in the parades, at least on that year, people got used to me being by myself. And then the following year, Heidi and Eve joined me again, and everybody was like, hey, you guys. So when political figures, or whoever it is, a public figure, I should say, isn't with their family, you don't really think about it. But what if you're having one of the biggest days of your life? Now, of course, this isn't really true for Trump anymore. He's got so many of them. But if I was being arraigned, my wife and daughter would be there with me, Where's Melania? Where's his call girl? Is he not paying her anymore? How angry is she? He wasn't even supposed to still be alive. And now he's going to be in jail. I don't get my payout. Anyway, where were his kids? Where's Ivanka on her father's, very stressful day? Where were they? He's just all by himself now. He's pushed everyone. He's pushed everyone away. That's something that's noticeable on Trump arraignment days, is that he's completely alone. And he doesn't have a cabinet, He doesn't have his buddies with him. Well, all of his buddies are co-conspirators that he's not allowed to talk to. He's just absolutely all by himself. You know, the one thing is, it would be really too bad if he never spent any time in prison. But really, when you think about it, Trump's been in hell for years now. You know, I mean, what kind of a life? You just hope there's a wedding downstairs that you can go crash. Otherwise, you're just kind of, you know, meandering around. You know, it doesn't... Being filthy rich, which I don't think he is, I don't know that he ever was, but he says he is, and he owns, you know, Mar-a-Lago, and he owns all these places and stuff. But does he enjoy any of that? So I think he's going to be found guilty. This indictment is extremely serious, and this, you know... I mean, if you read these indictments, and including and especially the superseding indictment from the Mar-a-Lago documents case that was issued about a week and a half ago or something like that, maybe 2 weeks ago, the story of that is just absolutely incredible. And by the way, it's completely obvious that, you know, that Trump did these things. It's completely obvious that Trump tried to obstruct justice. You know, he was told, do not destroy any of your surveillance tapes. And it's almost as though he almost forgot to destroy them. And then they said, okay, we're ordering you not to destroy. And we are the DOJ. We're the Department of Justice of the United States of Minnesota. And we're ordering, or not... United States of Minnesota, United States. We're ordering you to not destroy your security surveillance tapes, or, you know, not tapes, but hard drives. And it's like, oh, yeah, I almost forgot. I got to make a call. And then the story that ensued, Waltine Nada, however you say his name, lies to everybody and says, I can't go on this trip with Trump. He goes back to Mar-a-Lago basically to erase the hard drives. But it's, you know, it's like a Keystone Cops kind of thing. Patrick, do you know Keystone Cops? Is that, I mean, I was too young for Keystone Cops. You know what Keystone Cops are?
Yes, and of course I'm much younger than you are, but it's kind of more, we use it in the context of a chaotic scene. It's not just a chaotic scene, kind of a goofy, almost laughably chaotic scene.
Yes.
When we talk about the Keystone Cops.
That is correct. I'm just trying to get a gauge on if people even know what I'm talking about, but you know what it means. So, and yeah, you're a lot younger than me, so I'm assuming everybody knows what I'm talking about. So it basically became a Keystone Cop scene there at Mar-a-Lago. You know, one guy, not of asking this one guy, saying, hey, go in and tell the IT guy to erase these tapes. So then he goes, okay. And then he goes in there and he says, hey, the boss wants us to erase these tapes. And then that guy goes, oh, I don't even know how to do that. And I don't think I'm authorized to do that. So then the other guy sneaks out, but he's on camera. He walks through the bushes to a place where he thinks nobody's going to know he's there, but the cameras saw him go through the bushes. And then he's talking to Waltine Nada, saying, hey, yeah, he doesn't know how to erase the tapes. And then they're going, well, what do we do now? Trump wants us to erase the tapes. What are we going to do? And then, so then they can't get rid of the evidence. But now that same evidence is showing them trying to get rid of the evidence. It's a comedy, and it's also extremely shocking. It's how blatant the whole thing was and still is. I'm going to play a piece of sound in a little bit. Maybe I'll wait till after the break, but... I just want us to remember some things again. As you know, when I do this show and when I do my podcast, I usually go back in time, and we need to be reminded of some things. But it's hard to keep it all in our heads, and that's why we need to keep doing it. It's the feces fire hose. You know, there's just so many crimes that we can't even remember them. Another thing in that I always try and do is we all need to keep together on this. The arguments the other side tries to throw at us about a lot of these things, we need to remember that what they're saying is misguided at the very least, or a blatant lie at a little bit more than the least. And for one thing, you know, they keep saying that Joe Biden basically is persecuting his political enemies, his political rivals. Joe Biden's not doing any of it. It was a grand jury of Trump's peers that decided, yes, this indictment should go through. We recommend this indictment. It wasn't even Jack Smith. Jack Smith presented and oversaw the presentation of evidence to a grand jury. And then it was up to the grand jury to make the decision. Okay, we've seen all this evidence. Can we all agree here that there should be an indictment or indictments? And they all agree, yes, definitely, there should be actually in massive amounts of indictment. I mean, there's a massive amount of crimes in one indictment. But it, so if somebody says to you, oh, Biden's, you know, sicking his DOJ, he's weaponizing the DOJ, he's weaponizing his DOJ, it's not his DOJ, it's our DOJ. He's the president of the United States. The reason that the Republicans now say that it's Joe Biden's Department of Justice is because they made Trump, the Department of Justice, Trump wanted the Department of Justice to protect him. So now they're used to thinking, oh, that was Trump's Department of Justice. So this is Biden's Department of Justice. Neither of those departments of justice were either Trump's or Biden's. They're ours. They're ours. We, the people. And the grand jury is made up of us, the people, which, by the way, Donald Trump is one of. So the people in the grand jury are Donald Trump's peers. They're fellow other people in the United States, citizens of the United States. They're the ones who are bringing the indictment against Trump and these other people. They're the ones who are doing it. And all of the witnesses that were a part of presenting all of that evidence to the grand jury were all Republicans and close Trump allies. Vice President Mike Pence, Trump Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, Mike Pence aide Greg Jacob, Mike Pence aide Mark Short, White House Deputy Chief of Staff Dan Scavino, White House speechwriter Stephen Miller, Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani, Trump attorney and advisor Boris Epstein, White House counsel Pat Cipollone, Homeland Security official Ken Cuccinelli, the Cooch. Can I say that on the radio? Director of National Intelligence John Ratcliffe, House Speaker Newt Gingrich. All of these people testified. Nevada GOP Chairman Michael McDonald, White House aide Nick Luna, White House Personal Director John McEntee, Campaign Deputy Director Gary Michael Brown, Stop the Steal Organizer Ali Alexander, Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raftensperger, many fake electors from multiple states, Hope Hicks, Cassidy Hutchinson, although we think of her as not being on Trump's side, she was the direct aide. She was the person directly under Chief of Staff Mark Meadows. She worked in the Trump White House. All of the, and this list is not complete. How many people did I just name there? 25, 30? The list goes on, and none of them are Democrats. They're all Republicans, and they're all close to Trump. That's why they're witnesses to what Trump did. So it's not Democrats that are going after Trump. It's the evidence is proving that Trump needs to be indicted. And many of us think it needs to lead to convictions. He's going to have his day in court. He's going to have a fair hearing. As long as he doesn't screw it up too much. And by the way, another part of his arraignment, the judge said, do not commit any more crimes or I'm going to put you in jail until the hearing. And the hearing's not going to be for months and months. So Trump could get thrown in jail before the hearing. The judge went on to say, by the way, tampering with the jury or any one jury member is a crime. Is that, you know, the Keystone Cops, Patrick. Did you know that tampering with a jury is a crime?
That's news to me. I'm just kidding. I knew that.
Yeah, I think everybody knows that from just watching TV. I mean, you know, watch The Sopranos, which, of course, watching The Sopranos is going to forever be different now here in the United States. You could rename them, the Trumps.
Haven't you guys been watching Law and Order for... Oh, wait, that's right. You don't believe in law. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, it's they used to. They said they did. They actually didn't believe in Law and Order even years ago. That throws us down a whole bunch of trails. But we're talking about arraignment day. There are many experts that were, you know, pundits and people on TV then who were lawyers, you know, had decades of experience being a trial lawyer, either on defense or prosecution or both. And all of these, you know, people on these TV shows were saying, I've never heard a judge say that. I've never heard a judge tell somebody that if you commit more crimes, I'm going to have to throw you in jail. So I'm going to let you go now, but don't commit more crimes. Trump, if he wasn't Trump, would be in jail. He would have been thrown in jail a couple months ago on the first federal indictment. I guess, this is the second federal. Oh, God. This is the second federal indictment. Okay, yeah, the schedule is getting thick. We'll go through that when we come back from a break and a couple other things that I told you I would do. I hate it when somebody says, when we come back, I'll tell you about the blah, 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 and then they forget to do that. So I'm not forgetting. I know I'm adding another thing here, but I'm going to get to all the stuff. But we're going to take a short break. You're listening to AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. Todd Mickelson sitting in on the Matt McNeil Show. We'll be right back.
The local advertisers you hear on AM 950 are the lifeblood of the station. If you find yourself regularly tuning in, or if you appreciate the diversity of content we deliver, please take the time to support our advertisers. Even if it's just to thank them for backing AM 950, your voice and support can go a long way. Help keep the station going strong while investing in our local community. Find the complete list of on-air supporters by visiting the advertisers page at am950radio.com. That's am950radio.com.
Hi, Matt McNeil for Rudy Luther Toyota. You've heard me talk about the Rudy Luther Toyota We Buy program. Now hear from someone who's actually done it, me. Our kid's car, the 2006 Toyota Sienna, served us well for 17 years, but it was finally time to say goodbye. The We Buy program is really simple. I gave them some basic information, we set up an appointment, and after a quick verification, they gave me an estimate and a check, and they made me a generous offer. It was that fast. See for yourself. Try the Rudy Luther Toyota We Buy program at RudyLutherToyota.com.
Hey, Twin Cities, it's Latunji from Latunji's Palette.
Get ready for an unforgettable day of celebration at the five-year anniversary of Latunji's Palette and the Elliott Park Block Party. It's happening on Saturday, August 12th from 12 noon to 5 p.m. We want you to head on over to the 1400 block of Grant Avenue and Park Avenue for a fun Saturday afternoon celebration. We'll have free food, gourmet desserts, and refreshing drinks to keep you satisfied. But that's not all. We want you to prepare to be blown away by our lineup of live entertainment featuring Joe Davis, Tanya Hughes, Desdemona, and yours truly, Latunji, and more. Plus, we'll have a special appearance from WCCO's Shayla Reeves, and we have special vendor rates for anyone looking to help their business or nonprofit gain more visibility. For more info on that, 612-382-2021. That's the five-year anniversary of Latunji's Palette and the Elliott Park Block Party, Saturday, August 12th from noon to 5. Details at latunjispalette.com.
Don't drive too fast or you will miss Scott Jamama's Hot Barbecue. Scott Jamama's offers huge taste out of a little place. Located at 3 West Diamond Lake Road near the intersection of Nicolet Avenue and West Diamond Lake Road in Minneapolis, this tiny hole in the wall offers mouth-watering baby back ribs, grilled chicken, and half-pound pulled pork sandwiches. Don't forget to add the potato salad, spicy baked beans, twice-baked potatoes, and delicious desserts. Find their hours and full menu at scottjamamas.com.
Say you miss me, say you wanna kiss me. I liked it better when you improvise a story we had. If you adore me, why do you ignore me?
AM 950, the progressive voice of the minute. It's hard to do that when the singing is going on. I can't talk over the singing. It's supposed to be music. Anyway, I didn't pick the music. And the singing, then you have to pay royalties, at least in the old days. I don't think there's any rules anymore on the radio. I try and stick to the old school rules. I was actually a DJ. I was a country DJ, if you can believe that, in the 80s. That was a time when all the new people, the young people, you know, I was 20 years old, when all the young people who just graduated Brown Institute for Broadcasting would go on the radio, they always got jobs on the country stations because the rock stations were the big stations. And then when you got, you know, 15 to 20 years of experience and you became a big shot, then you got put on a rock show. But by then you want to listen to country, except for me. I'm never going to listen to country. Not to bum you out if you're into country. I don't know. Do you think people who listen to country listen to AM 950, Patrick?
I have a very strong bet that the amount of listeners who listen to country and listen to AM 950 is very small.
Probably. If you're listening to this and you like country music, I don't want to judge you. I'm not judging you. It's okay. Just please, don't bring it around me, is all I ask. I can be your friend, but not if you're listening to country music at that moment. I'll be your friend when you turn the radio off again. Anyway, I was saying that I still think of radio as it was in the 80s when there were rules. You couldn't say certain words. You couldn't... You couldn't play the singing parts of a song or else you'd have to pay royalties. There were rules before the Republicans ripped them all apart and basically killed the industry. But that's not what we're talking about. We were talking about arraignment day, and we were talking about the long list of people who provided the evidence that was shown to the grand jury so that the grand jury could decide whether an indictment is necessary. Here's another guy added to the list. Let's hear what he had to say on arraignment day on television. Here's the sound, Patrick.
President Trump said is, let's go with option D. Let's just halt. Let's just pause the voting and allow the state legislatures to take one last look and make a determination as to whether or not the elections were handled fairly.
That's the new lawyer, John Lauro, I think is how you say his name. That's how people have been saying his name anyway. John Lauro, he is the newest attorney for Donald Trump. And there he is on TV saying what he's supposed to be saying did not happen. He asked Mr. Pence to pause the voting for 10 days. That is a huge part of this crime. He pressured the vice president to stall, at the very least, the event of, authorizing the final election. He put pressure on Mr. Pence, telling him to pause the voting. And his argument in court is going to be Donald Trump didn't do anything wrong. He didn't pressure anybody to do anything wrong. Pence, after this, was on TV and he said, no, don't misunderstand this. Trump did not ask me to pause. He wasn't asking me to pause the voting. He was asking me to overthrow the election. And now this is Trump's lawyer can be added to the list of witnesses who are presenting the evidence against his client, Donald Trump. And by the way, why does this guy come off as yet another mob lawyer? You know, he's just got that New York mob lawyer kind of look and attitude and hair and tie and suit. I mean, Trump can't get lawyers. The only people he can get to be his lawyers are guys like this. The bottom of the barrel. Guys who are like, okay, I'll be your lawyer because that means I get to go on Fox News a lot. And it'll, you know, bring my brand up. It'll make me famous. And maybe Fox News will give me a job after you get thrown in the can. I can go on Fox News as the, you know, one of the losing lawyers for Trump and be a legal analyst for Fox News. Sure, I'll be your lawyer. That's their motivation for signing on to be Trump's lawyer. They're not signing on to protect Trump. They're not signing on to defend Trump against criminal charges. They're signing on because they know it'll enhance their career into being more fun. They can get to go on TV. Yeah, they're going to get kicked out of their out of their law firm because all the other lawyers, have half a brain and don't want you to be in their law firm if you're going to be on TV representing Trump. Yeah, you'll get kicked out of that, but you'll get to go on TV. I mean, what we're watching unfold is just so unbelievable. And coming up, by the way, I should have warned you before we went to the break to go grab your calendar because you have a lot of things to write down. August 23rd is the first GOP presidential debate. And then 5 days later is the court date on the election conspiracy case, the first court date on this case. And then January 15th is the Iowa caucuses. March 5th is Super Tuesday. And then March 25th is the New York criminal hush money suit against Trump. Oh, by the way, also in January, next January, we're not even that far yet. I got more things for you to write in your calendar. May 20th of 2024 is the federal classified documents trial date. And there are a lot of people who are saying, including Trump's lawyers, who are begging to get TV cameras in there. By the way, on August 28th, the lawyer is going to announce a date for this case. Trial for this case. July 15th through 18th at the GOP National Convention, if they can afford it. That's something we're going to talk about today. And then November 5th is Election Day. Now, I believe it's true that nobody facing federal charges should have the right to run for president. So really, we need to get these court dates and these trials done really before next summer. Theoretically, maybe even before the Republicans choose their nominee. But I have a theory on that and Mike Pence that I have said on this radio show weeks and weeks ago that then I started to doubt. And now after yesterday, I am back thinking about that again. I think it's unfolding to be true. Prediction that I made long ago, and now I'm thinking it's true. And I'll tell you what it is when we come back from another break. You're listening to AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. Todd Mickelson sitting in on the Matt McNeil Show. We'll be right back.
Powderhorn Art Fair is returning to Powderhorn Park to celebrate its 32nd anniversary, August 5th and 6th, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. each day. The fair will feature a vibrant and diverse selection of art from over 150 exhibiting artists from across the country. Whether you're just starting an art collection or a seasoned buyer, they'll have the perfect piece for you. Plus, there's more. Immersive art installations offer fairgoers a chance to explore interactive experiences that transport them into an artist's vision. In addition to all the fantastic art, over a dozen food vendors serving up sweet and savory delights will be ready for you and other hungry fairgoers. A family zone will offer creative activities for kids of all ages and entertainment each day. The fair and activities are free to attendees. Make plans to head to Powderhorn Park on August 5th and 6th. Learn more at powderhornartfair.com.
The place for summer fun is the Park Tavern. Live music is taking over the Park Tavern's dog-friendly patio this summer. Head over on Tuesday, August 8th for Tom Hunter. Wednesday, August 9th, it's Small Town Radio. And on Thursday, August 10th, it's Jenna Graves. Music runs from 5:30 to 8 p.m. and reservations for groups of eight or more are recommended. And the Park Tavern offers private and semi-private spaces for small and large groups with no room fees and no minimum spending requirements. On Louisiana Avenue north of Highway 7 in St. Louis Park, get your summer groove on at the Park Tavern.
Are you ready to embark on a journey towards taking control of your health and well-being? I'm Candy Broffel, host of Green Tea Conversations. Join me every Sunday at 10 a.m. as I sit down with the local experts who are bridging the gap between mainstream medicine and complementary therapies. Each week, we explore topics in integrative medicine, nutrition, fitness, creative expression, personal growth, and sustainable living. So grab a cup of tea and join the conversation as we awaken to natural health. Visit us at naturaltwincities.com.
Would you let animals pick your insurance? Do you really need to experience mayhem to get the best rates? Or how about a celebrity quarterback or fake university saving you money? There's a lot of marketing stunts when it comes to insurance, but what you really need is someone looking out for you. Call Array Insurance, and they will work hard to find you the best insurance coverage and rates. So avoid gimmicks and call Cheryl at Array, 763-504-3067 or arrayinsurance.com. Array Insurance, working hard for you.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Brett Johnson. Look for sunny skies today with a high near 89. Tonight, cloudy with a low around 68. And Saturday, chance for thunderstorms with a high around 86.
Get a taste of authentic Szechuan and Mandarin cuisine at the Great Wall Restaurant. From hot and sour soup to Peking duck, they've got all of your favorites covered. Conveniently located just south of 50th and France in Edina, order for takeout or view the full menu at GreatWallEdina.com. That's GreatWallEdina.com.
AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. Todd Mickelson sitting in on the Matt McNeil Show. And that's how you do bumper music. I only had to talk over a guitar solo that started. But that's discernible. My talking is discernible. Anyway, I digress. You may remember I was going to make a point about the feces fire hose when we came back from the last break, and I'm going to do that now. I have not forgotten. This guy sums it up. Now, this is a guy who was in D.C. yesterday for arraignment day. And this person asked this guy a question. Now, this guy's got a hat on. It says vintage 1948. I'm assuming that must be when he was born. He seems patriotic. He said his dad was in World War II. And so, therefore, his dad is buried in Arlington. And he came on arraignment day to visit his dad and to stand against Trump. He had a sign that said something about Trump has duped us. This video doesn't make all this clear. And it seems like maybe this guy voted for Trump in 2016. That is also not clear. But I'm going to play this piece of sound from this guy because he makes a big point about the feces fire hose. Oh, I'm going to play sound here, Patrick.
So when was the first moment when you knew you had to do something?
I would say it was the first day of his presidency when he went to the CIA and was completely disrespectful to our great heroes.
In front of the wall with the flag.
In front of the wall. I knew right then I wasn't going to sit around and watch this guy. And the sad thing was, I thought, you know, he could never do anything worse than that. But for 4 years, every single day that I would wake up in the morning, he would have done something even more outrageous. Every single day. I didn't think it was possible. And the bad thing about it is you forget about the stuff he did before because he did something ridiculous and disrespectful and was a con man every single day.
Yes, that is my point. That's why I call it the feces fire hose. There's a crime that Trump is committing, and even if it's not a crime, it's something that would have before completely brought down a president's campaign or actually even threaten, you know, the president's office. He did many things like that. Like this guy said, every day. He brings up something that I had completely forgotten about. The day that Trump went in front of that sacred wall that the CIA has where they have a star for their agents that were killed in the line of duty. And he just made a mockery of the United States, of everything the country stands for. This guy still remembers it. Yeah, so it's interesting to be reminded of it. Okay, my theory that I've told you I was going to talk about when we came back from this break. So weeks ago, I said, you know, why is Mike Pence running for president? The Republican Party wants to hang him. They all said so. So why is he trying to become the Republican presidential nominee? Why did he decide to run? It's been a few months now since he announced. And I talked about this, I think it was like the week after. I was sitting in on this show, on the Matt McNeil show. About a week, I believe, if I'm remembering correctly, after Mike Pence announced that he's running for president. And I thought about it and thought about it. And I thought, you know, his advisors are saying, no, you don't want to run for president. They want to kill you. They want to hang you. You can't win. And he's like, no, I want to run for president. No, you shouldn't run for. And he finally says, listen, I know things you don't know. I was the vice president. I'm the only one who was the vice president under Trump. I know things that nobody else on earth knows. I know things that he said to me on telephones that nobody else on earth knows. That's why he's turning out to be the star witness in this current case. I think if we get TV cameras in that trial, I think we're going to see Mike Pence take the stand. So Mike Pence talks his advisors. He says, listen, I know things that nobody else on earth knows. And one of those things is that Trump is not going to be in the primary. And they're like, what do you mean Trump's not going to be in the primary? He's winning the primary already. And then Pence says, but by next, say, June or July, he's not going to be in the primary anymore. What? By June or July, he's going to be the nominee. No, he's not. I'm telling you, he's not. So I'm running for president. I know things you don't know. And I think that's because, then things changed. And Pence started to say, you know, this indictment is a sham on the other indictments. But he's not saying that about this indictment. On arraignment day, he was actually the toughest against Trump on this subject. He's the only one talking about this subject. Chris Christie isn't even talking about this subject. Chris Christie's insulting, you know, Trump, pointing out how stupid Trump is, saying things like, how can you not keep a casino open? How can you have a casino go bankrupt? He's talking about things like that. But Mike Pence is talking about this crime. He said, anybody who acts like they're above the Constitution should not be president. That's a very serious thing to say, and it's absolutely unbelievable that a guy who was the vice president is saying that about the president when he was vice president, his running mate in 2016, and he was the vice president to this guy. He had a chance of becoming president when Trump was impeached 2 times. And he's the only one. Vivek Ramaswamy is saying he's going to pardon Trump, even though he doesn't know, he hasn't heard the trial yet. By the way, Vivek Ramaswamy wants to get rid of the 14th Amendment, which says it's the natural, or at least the naturalization part of the 14th Amendment. The naturalization part of the 14th Amendment says if you were born in the United States, you are automatically a citizen of the United States, even if your parents were not born, even if your parents are not citizens of the United States. And he wants to get rid of that. And there's another rule that if you weren't born in the United States, you can't run for president. Also, if you're not a citizen of the United States, you can't run for president of the United States. Vivek Ramaswamy's parents were not born in the United States. They're immigrants. He was born in the United States, and the only reason he's a United States citizen is because of that Naturalization Act in the 14th Amendment of the Constitution that he wants to get rid of. He would be disallowed to run for president or be president if he had his way. What if he became president and then he and the Republicans got rid of that part of the 14th Amendment? He would be an illegal president. And he seems like the smart guy. He seems like the smartest one of them all. Yeah. I know everybody's trying to scare us into that Trump is going to be president again. He's got a really good chance of becoming president again. And if not him, then Ron DeSantis. Yeah. We're forgetting about an awful lot of things. Let's talk more about that after this break. You're listening to AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. Todd Mickelson sitting in on the Matt McNeil Show. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Scott Peterson with the Minnesota News Network, inviting you to join us this week for Minnesota Matters, a news, entertainment, and sports show covering everything that matters in the North Star State. Tune us in right here or at your convenience at minnesotanewsnetwork.com.
Listen to Minnesota Matters every weekend, Sunday mornings at 6:30 on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
If you've made the decision to level your home and build new or to renovate, hire Better Futures Minnesota to take it apart by hand. Think before you scrap. Think of the energy and greenhouse gases saved by diverting what can be reused and recycled from the landfill. Better Futures Minnesota can do it for you. Hennepin County residents and public entities, there are funds available to make the environmentally right thing to do comparable to demolition. Check out BetterFuturesMinnesota.com. That's BetterFuturesMinnesota.com.
This is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, weekdays at 5 p.m. On our show, you'll hear about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. Weekly correspondents like Dr. Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake update us with the latest news from Turtle Island. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues. Listen weekdays at 5 p.m. or watch the show on Native Roots Radio's social media accounts. Ho-wa!
Turn to Auto Technical with your vehicle donation. Even though Auto Technical is a small nonprofit, we have helped more families with transportation than any organization in Minnesota. Since 94, we have reconditioned donated vehicles so they have a higher tax benefit. Call Richard at 612-919-5526. 612-919-5526 or autotech.org.
Connections Radio Show is all about tapping into our hardwired hunger to connect. We examine meaningful connections to ourselves, our community, and the world around us. By opening the door to innovative insights by a wide variety of interesting guests, we'll make the connections to something bigger than ourselves. Join me, Lori Fitz, your host of Connections Radio Show. And together, we'll make the connections. Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. Todd Mickelson sitting in on the Matt McNeil Show. And that song reminds me that when I was a country DJ in the 80s, every Saturday morning, I had to go on the air at god-awful hour and play polkas and waltzes because I was on the radio down in New Prague, Minnesota. And they were really into polkas and waltzes. So we had a collection of records of these local, mostly polka bands. So I had to try and stay awake starting at sunup and play that music for 4 hours every Saturday. Wow. Anyway, I noticed that this TV behind me that has been here at the station for over a year, is finally on, and it has some cool graphics going on it. But now the camera is pointed in a way that the camera can't see the TV. So it's too bad. I could describe it to you, but that would be boring. You need to see it. So I don't know. We should do something different with the camera, maybe. Anyway, I just noticed that. So talking about... You've heard me before, if you've heard me on this show, talk about how we shouldn't be scared by the way people are starting to talk about the election and polling and that Trump's got a good chance of becoming president. Here's one reason. Democratic presidents since the 40s have pulled in an average of 176,000 jobs per month, whereas all of the Republican presidents since the 40s have an average of 67,000. At the end of every Republican presidency, we have some sort of huge economic problem. That happened after Nixon, after Reagan, after G.H.W. Bush, after G.W., and after Trump. And then Democrats come in and fix it. Bidenomics. 187,000 jobs were created at the end of July, with over 13 million jobs created since Biden took office. And he hasn't even finished his first four-year term yet. Inflation has fallen for 12 months in a row. Unemployment for Black and Latino workers rates dropped to a near 50-plus year low. Unemployment is, I think it went down slightly. I think it went from 3, it might have went up a little bit, but it's around 3.4, 3.5, which is really, really good. Best it's been since 1969. And the Democrats are starting to talk about these things. They're getting better at talking about these things. We're just, We have to take a pause every 2 weeks to let the news of Trump being indicted and arraigned happen. And then we start talking about what we're doing again. And Gen Z, young people, 18 to 45, are paying more attention now than they have in my lifetime, which is getting to be long now. For instance, I'll tell you how old I am by saying the very first president, the president for the first 2 weeks of my life was John F. Kennedy. Too bad that got cut short. But so the other thing is, like I said, on the other side, Vivek Ramaswamy is the smart guy. And if he had his way, he would be disqualified from being the president and or running to be the president. Because that's how dumb he is. But he's the smart guy. In Florida, it's looking like philosophy is going to be disallowed to be taught in colleges or high schools, because psychology, sometimes it deals with, you know, LGBTQ matters. So because of Ron DeSantis, it's looking like if you're a psychology professor or psychology teacher, you're not going to work in Florida. Florida, you can't get homeowners insurance in Florida pretty much from anybody. A lot of construction workers have left the state because they're afraid DeSantis is going to arrest them. DeSantis is the governor of that state. He's completely derelict of his duties at the moment. He had to change a Florida law just so he could even run to be president, because Florida law does not allow you to run to be president if you're their governor, because they want you to do your job. He's not doing his job. Florida's falling apart. A breakout of leprosy is going on in Florida. Talk about biblical. Malaria and leprosy has broken out in Florida. And the Republicans think that he was going to save them from Trump. Republicans think he's their guy? And he obviously hates people. I mean, all of the scenes that have erupted about DeSantis and how weird he is. And Trump is not beating Biden. He keeps saying, I'm beating Biden by a lot in the polls. He's not. And the polls aren't accurate anymore because of Gen Z. Gen Z doesn't answer their phones. Gen Z is not a part of these polls. Again, another special election last night in Tennessee where Gen Z turned out overwhelmingly. Overwhelmingly, these guys won their elections. In the middle of summer, Gen Z is not a part of the polls. That's why the polls have been wrong ever since Trump has become a name, because Gen Z has woken up. They're showing up in ways that everybody's flabbergasted by, because that's not what the polls said. The polls said the Republicans were supposed to have a red tsunami in 2022, and it was more like a blue tsunami to outdo the red tsunami. Anyway, as you can tell, I could go on and on about why we should not worry about Trump being president again. We do all have to vote. We can't sit on our hands. But Trump is not going to be president again. That's it for this hour. I'm going to be back in a few minutes for the second hour of the Matt McNeil Show. Todd Mickelson sitting in for Matt McNeil. You're listening to AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. We'll be back.
The place for summer fun is the Park Tavern. Live music is taking over the Park Tavern's dog-friendly patio this summer. Head over on Tuesday, August 8th for Tom Hunter. Wednesday, August 9th, it's Small Town Radio. And on Thursday, August 10th, it's Jenna Graves. Music runs from 5:30 to 8 p.m. and reservations for groups of 8 or more are recommended. And the Park Tavern offers private and semi-private spaces for small and large groups with no room fees and no minimum spending requirements. On Louisiana Avenue north of Highway 7 in St. Louis Park, get your summer groove on at the Park Tavern.
Radio Hour. Hi, Hi, this is Paul Metza. Thanks for listening to the Wall of Power Radio Hour for the last 5 years on AM 950. We air every Saturday night at 6 p.m. We have artists, musicians, private detectives, politicians, and
more. You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm